I'm walking the hallowed turf of my equivalent of St. Andrews. I'm on what used to be the ninth hole when I was a young lad in short trousers playing here at Limerick Golf Club, known as Ballyclock. And it's a par five, and it was a par five in those days, and it was a long par five for me when I was 12 and 13, and I probably took about 12 and 13 shots to get down at it when I played first. But it's here I am at the ripe old age of 61, walking the same turf my father walked for years. It's a gentle hole, really, to be honest. But since you can't actually see it, and it would take me much too long to describe it, I'm just going to say that the imagination is all about walking in the footsteps of your own father. How did he feel as he strode these fairways? What was life like for him in the 1930s when he was captain of this golf club? The year that Walter Hagen came to Ballyclock, played against Jack Burke and somebody else in a four ball, and got beaten. Imagine Walter Hagen beaten here. It's a bit like Tiger Woods getting beaten here. And actually, when Tiger Woods came and played here, he didn't win. Hagen was amazing. All the stuff I've read about him tells me that he was amazing and flamboyant. And in an Ireland of the 1930s, which would have been in the middle of the economic war with Britain, would have been large unemployment, large emigration, real depression before the Second World War perked up the economy. I better go back to play my golf. But I certainly feel that in this game of golf that I'm playing now, where I'm about to hit the last ball in a scramble, it's not really about golf this day.